This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me here. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. While we were on break, I put up Fox News, because they had some live shots coming in. I know, I just told you how distracting it is, and I didn't want to be distracted, and yada, 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 whatever. Anyway, I got there, I went there, whatever. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm saying to myself, so they start grabbing people out of the, what do you want to call them, the protesters, the rioters, whatever you want to call them, all right? And I'm listening to what they're saying, and the average conversation is, first of all, this was, which one was this? Charlotte, North Carolina. So the conversation to the crowd was, look, you have a black cop shot a black man. You have a black chief. Anyway, he went down the whole list. And he said to one fellow in particular, one black guy in particular, he said, isn't the cop entitled to innocent until proven guilty, and shouldn't we wait till all the evidence is in, And the black man says, no, that cop is an American citizen, and he needs to be charged with this or go to jail. Or he just went through this whole thing, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, he's an American citizen. As an American citizen, he's innocent until proven guilty, you fool. Okay, this isn't brain surgery. This is a reality. Right? Why is this so hard? And this is what I've been saying to you. Look, I know I'm ranting now because I haven't gone. I'm not doing what I said I was going to do. But this is the danger of an uneducated republic. This is the danger of an uneducated electorate. And I've said this before. I hope you guys really get what I mean by this, because some of you are going to take it the wrong way. And you do anyhow. I shouldn't even say it. In the days of Jim Crow, they wouldn't educate the blacks. Why? Because they wanted to keep them down. By not having them educated, by not having them have the ability to read, they wouldn't know what was available to them. They wouldn't know the truth. They wouldn't know how to get out of their situation. So what do we do now? We have a bunch of dummies coming out of the education system. We have a bunch of uneducated people coming out of the education system. And it goes the whole gambit. People who don't believe, who don't know that our founding fathers, they were not deists. The majority. Now, notice I didn't say all of them. Notice I didn't say 99.9%. The majority of them were Christians, practicing Christians. Okay? And I think there was a Jewish member. I'm not sure. There were a couple of deists. But, I mean, so the idea is to keep them dumb. If we keep the electorate dumb, they can get away with just about anything. Like I said to you, these people who believe that they need to register as a Democrat, that way there they can help strengthen the democratic process. Is that just nuts or what? And it's up to us to educate those people. Who else is there? You can't complain about what happens at these places. You can't complain about the way the voting goes down if you've not been engaged and involved. I'm sorry, you can't do it. Well, actually, technically, you can. You can do anything you want to do. You live in America for the moment. Not that you won't live in America, but you may not be able to do anything you want to do anymore. And for you never-Trumpers, yeah, I am one of those guys that will pound and blame you if Hillary Clinton gets in and changes the next 40 years of my life. Because we know what she will do. We know she will do that. You do not know how Trump will do it. What Trump will do, I should say. I think we have a clue. I think he's already said. All right, let me get back to the story that I was going to break with. So the National College Athletic Association, also known as the NCAA, is encouraging administrators in all three athletic divisions to sign their names to a diversity inclusion pledge. Now, all signators or signatories will be publicly recognized on the NCAA's website as university officials who promote diversity and gender equality in intercollege or intercollegiate athletics. Now, my question is, I love these pledges. So we can't trust people at this level. They're already at this level to promote diversity, to only care about the skill of a player and not the color of a player. Do you think we already have that problem or something? Do you think that these coaches go out of their way? Well, maybe the diversity is towards white people. Remember I said, we did the stats the other day about the percentages of whites and blacks in football, basketball, and so on. Right? And now they're saying, too, they want to go further with it. And they want to, even though there are federal and state laws, now they want to go even further and say that the administrators will sign a pledge that they will be very diverse in their hiring practices. So my thought is, what happens now? Do we now put on the, well, they're probably already on there. On the forms, do we put African American or what have you when it comes to hiring? I thought they couldn't ask those questions anymore, or you didn't have to answer them. See, I don't understand. I'm very confused by all of this. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right. Both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Jay. You guys are a kick. Some of the messages you sent me. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And really, please be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. You can either head up to the website where we have a live chat room going on up there. And if you're a Facebook, I'm surprised at how many of you still don't have Facebook. So if you're Facebook person, you can head up to Facebook. We have a live feed going on up there, too, where you can get involved in the conversation there as well. And I do appreciate the time you spend there writing me, texting me, tweeting me, whatever. Whatever it takes for you to get involved, right? I don't care. What do you want me to do? You don't want me to dance, that's for sure. That wouldn't be pretty at all. I know you do, but no. All right. So we're talking about the Diversity Pledge. that the National College, the NCAA, wants the administrators in all three athletic divisions to sign. And what they're saying is they want a guarantee in writing that a person is going to go out of their way to make sure that their hiring practices, that they promote diversity in their hiring practices. Now, the thing I don't understand here is this, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually, and definitely after looking at the feeds, I'm not the smartest guy in this room either. So here's the deal. The colleges, one of the ways the colleges make their money, the one way they attract people is they have like the best sports teams. Not just the best academics going on, but they also have the best sports teams. And that's how they get the alumni to give money to them. That's how they get more money into the system. Because, you know, whether you guys want to believe it or not, you know it's all about the money. So why would I care what color somebody was if they're the best coach, the best player? Right? The best whatever I need. Who cares what color they are? It's like Al Sharpton when he said there weren't enough colored people in the boardrooms of major corporations. Does he have a list? Does he have proof? Because I'll tell you what, the only color that major corporations are in love with is green. That's it. The more green you get, the happier they are. And they don't care if the green comes through black hands, white hands, Asian hands, Native American hands, brown hands. They don't care. As long as what's coming through the hands are green, they're good. Same thing here. They go on to say, we recognize and value the experiences individuals from diverse backgrounds bring to the intercollegiate athletics. The pledge states, as part of this commitment, we will also engage in regular diversity, inclusion, and equity review to inform campus policy and diversity. And like, they're going to check your records to make sure you're doing what they think you ought to be doing. Right? Isn't that wonderful? We are pleased to give our full support to the NCAA as it seeks commitments from college and university presidents to establish initiatives to achieve ethnic and racial diversity. It also includes gender equality and inclusion in intercollegiate hiring practices. So now we're gonna pull all this sexual orientation, gender equality. You know, we'll get into pay scales in a minute. I'm sure it's all gonna let's put this all on top of the colleges because they don't need anything else, right? Because that's all they have to deal with. Now they say a study that happened in 2014 through 15 school year. It revealed that fewer than 10% of the athletic directors were African-American, and that ethnic minorities held only 13% of all administrative positions at college athletics. Now, I deal, being on the Board of Trustees, there's a local college, and we've talked about this, these kind of things. So let me ask you a question. What if they find out that only 10 to 13% of the people applying are African-American? What do you think? I'm just asking. Is it the college's responsibility? Is it the school's responsibility to go out there? And what do we do? Do we take a bus out and drag African Americans into the bus and take them to the college and make them apply? How does that work? You realize this is similar to affirmative action, is it not? Let me see. United States, thank you. United States ethnic groups, white 79%, or almost 80 actually. Black is almost 13%. Asian is up. So we're right in line, then it's right. And I don't have the college education. I got the best producer of any radio show, but. And I just got. All right, so whites account for 80% of the population, blacks account for 13% of the population. And we're looking at. You see how crazy this is? Do you see why do we have to spend the time doing this? Not me, but the colleges. Why are they sucked into doing this? And I haven't heard this, so I don't know if she's swearing or what. I mean, I see her mouth moving, so that could be dangerous in and of itself. Yeah, I'm switching gears on you. Sorry. So I guess Hillary went off yelling tonight about what's going on. I'm sure this will help her with the policeman, police union's endorsement, don't you think? I mean, I think this is, look at the fact that Trump is not spending a whole bunch of money on advertising and she's spending $150 million and the gap is still closing when she was well in the lead proves that she probably needs to change out her team as well, don't you think? Let me see, do I have this? Yeah, I got it now. Go ahead.
And bargain collectively, and I will fight back against so-called right to work. Right to work is wrong for workers and wrong for America.
Right to work. You mean having the right to work is wrong? I am totally confused. And she's yelling. But having the right to work, you know, you guys, did I explain this the other day, the difference between the right to work to state? What she's saying is, she's appealing to union members. I know I said this the other day, but I can't get it out of my head. This is what she's trying to get the union members excited. Hillary, do you look at your own notes? Union members make up 11% of the working population. I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. We'll take the African-American vote. You can have the union member vote. What do you think? Can that work out for you? Think about it. There are plenty of people who work in right-to-work states that love it. They think it's great. Not every union member is doing well. Not every union member is making the money they could be making. I can't wait till I'm off the school board. I don't mean that in a negative way, but I got some great union stories. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Take a listen. Come on, you got to hear from Hillary before we go to break.
Now, having said all this,
you'll have to wait. So y'all like her? We'll be right back. Get to the real side of GCN Live. I gotta go clean out my ears. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, look, you got to have some happy stuff going on, right? So I figured the music coming back in should be pretty happy. And, wow, I'm looking, you know, I, out of the corner of my eye, you guys can't see it, but there's a TV off to my left. And I'm looking, they're doing, I don't know what they have. What do they have, a spasmodic session with Hillary Clinton? I mean, looking at her head bopping all around the place like she's lost. Now, listen, just so we're clear, so keep your emails to yourself. Because if she really has a disease, if she really has whatever the disease is, I'm not making fun of her disease. Let's be clear about this. But she's lied to us so much. How do you have any feelings for somebody like this? How can you have any sympathy for her when she's lied to us so much? Matter of fact, if she came out tomorrow, this is another funny thing about all of this. She could come out tomorrow and say, "Look, I'm sorry, but I have a life-threatening disease." Or I have this, or I have that. Would you believe her? I wouldn't. I think she was looking for sympathy just to get elected. So, no. Now we're now at a point where you can't believe anything she says. Anyhow, so she goes on. I mean, I just love this. It says that she's yelling at voters, but think of, she's yelling about fighting a right-to-work state. I mean, I'm sorry. Do your homework. If you're a union person, if you're somebody who doesn't quite believe in all this, go find out what it means to be a right-to-work state. Seriously. Take a listen.
Why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, the choice for working families has never been clearer. I need your help to get Donald Trump's record out to everybody.
His record of what? Putting people to work? His record of what? Having equal pay for the different sexes, but equal pay for equal work? But what record are you looking for? You know, they harp on the few businesses that have gone under. They harp at the few businesses that have had headaches and problems, right? Has he been named? You know, I love this thing that's going around that he's been named in these sexual harassment and racism suits. Forgive me for saying this to some of you who think yourself so smart. How dumb can you be? Do you know what the deep pocket theory is? You name everybody. You name everybody and anybody that has something to do with the company that you're suing to see how much money you can get. To get as much money as humanly possible from that company, corporation, and or person. So some of them are frivolous. Some of them were dismissed as frivolous. But look at her. She's upset that she's not 50 points ahead. Hey, lady, You had a heck of a point spread. You were 70 points ahead of, what's his name, Uncle Bernie. In some of those, in one of the states, and you blew it. You lost it. Come to the day of voting, you were only 4 or 5 points ahead. This is what's in their DNA. They can't blame they can't blame themselves for anything. Everything is everybody else's fault. It drives me nuts. You're 50 points behind because you got a screw loose. Because you're yelling at voters. Listen to you.
Oh, to get Donald Trump's record out to everybody. Nobody should be fooled.
You mean like they're fooled by you? Really? Like you gave all your emails to the proper authorities, right? Isn't that what you said? I mean, those aren't my words. Those are your words.
Proudly declared himself 100% right to work.
He proudly declared, hey, I'm 100% right. I think everybody should have a right to work. Isn't that true equality? I want everybody to have the ability to work. I want everybody to have the, you know, some people get mad at me, you know, when we talk about certain things where businesses have to create, I don't even know what they call them anymore, the disabled, the handicapped, whatever. You know what I mean. You know where my heart's at, right? What are they called?
Accommodations.
Yeah, but they're accommodations for what? For monkeys, kids, people with no legs? I mean, they call it I don't know if it's, whatever. Whatever it is, I don't have a problem you having to put a ramp in or do this or, you know, I go to local Best Buy where I live at and there's a fellow there that's quite, what do you want to call it, handicap challenge, whatever, and he's in a cashier's position and they've made accommodation for him. I think it's wonderful. He's working, he's feeling good about himself. It's exactly what America's about. I don't have a problem with that. He is in a right-to-work state. What's the problem here? Let's hear what she has to say, because I'm sure she's got a reason. She must have a reason.
He even hired a union-busting firm to break up an organizing campaign at his hotel in Las Vegas, where you are right now.
No, I'm not. I'm in my studio.
And he built up his wealth by stiffing small businesses and contractors.
That's right. He made 10 billion simoleons by stiffing small contractors and people. That's how he made all that money. How did you make your hundreds of millions, Hillary? What business do you have? How do you produce revenue? I'm sorry. I'll keep it clean. I'm sorry. Anyway, how did you produce that much money? You had to screw somebody. You don't make that money. Look it. You've had no business. No business dealings whatsoever since you got out of office, other than speaking engagements. There's no way that man, Billy Bob Clinton, how he made any money doing those speaking engagements. I've heard him speak.
Actors. That goes against everything we stand for as a country. My dad was a small business. I'm just a businessman. I'm just happy he never did business with Trump.
There are 50. If you go to my website, maybe I'll post it back up to the top. There are 54 families now that either don't exist or have dead family members that were directly involved with the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons, and not just the delivery boy for their mail. I'm talking about people who knew what was going on in the foundation, in the Clintons' household, in the Clintons' businesses. They're not around anymore. They mysteriously had an accident or something. They mysteriously... what was it? My best one is the one I love the most is the guy that had a motorcycle accident, died in a motorcycle accident, not a scratch on the motorcycle. I mean, seriously, think about that. Isn't that cool? So, I mean, there is just something, and we let them get away with it, people. I'm going to blame you as well. We let them get away with it. You shouldn't be doing that. I would make as much noise as I could, in every way I could. And this is getting. I'm somewhat fearful for the way we look at things in this country. And now that we're looking at politics, it's nothing but a big joke. That you can't trust anybody. Can't trust any of them. I don't know. I don't know where to go with this. I said this the other night. I get tongue-tied sometimes. Because I know what I would do. What I would do is, I do it now. I get up off my butt and I go down and I fight for things. I fight against people. No matter how uncomfortable it is, I fight against people I think would be a bad person for that job, would not be a good legislator. That's what I do. That's what you should be doing. So I'm lost. Because no matter how many times we ask people to get up, to move, to do something, as somebody said earlier, what did you call them, keyboard warriors or something like that? Keyboard commandos. I mean, I don't get any of that stuff. You want something to change. You want it fixed. You want a different way of doing it. Then get off your butt and fix it. Make something happen. Anyhow, see, now I lost my mind for a moment, so now I lost my place. Oh, I was talking about all these little distractions that are going on, right? Or this big distraction that's going on is keeping us away from really what's going on around us. Now, there was I don't have enough time to pull this off yet, probably. There was a Trump banner at an Alabama Christian school. It was a Trump-themed banner. It was at a high school football game. And the reason it caused such a fuss was there were a bunch of snowflakes that said that they felt unsafe by having the banner on the football field. Come on, think about that. You know what? I don't. What happened? What happened to our kids? What happened to our young people? We'll talk about this morning on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me know how you feel. We'll be back in a minute.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, next hour, don't go far, because the first segment of the next hour, I don't know if you guys know this, but Ambassador Stevens' fiance has penned a book. And she says that she believes that the reason that Hillary resigned as Secretary of State was because of how she handled Benghazi. She couldn't handle it anymore. So she must have some insight. I don't know how she can know anything we don't know. I mean, come on, seriously. What we know is that Hillary has been, continues to, lie about Benghazi, if you guys go head over to the website and check out the piece that I wrote about Hillary's problem with lying. She is not a pathological liar. It's worse than that. So I want you to head over there and check it out. I'm trying to find. I just had this. Oh, never mind. I can't read that. I can't make that clean no matter what I do. I know, I'm trying. I get lost in some of this stuff, and it pops up, and I start reading and go, woo-hoo-hoo, I can't read that. Anyway, the Philadelphia, where was I? I was just doing that story. Boy, am I lost tonight or what? Mm-hmm. Where'd that story go? Oh, Birmingham, Alabama. It's that story. Okay. Thump, the Thump-themed, the Trump-themed banner at a high school football game draws complaints. You know what? Why? Because it made some people feel unsafe. What were they afraid of? I'm just curious. What was that thing we said in grammar school? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I know all the psychiatrists are saying that's not true, you know. But I don't care what you say. If I know better about me, there's nothing you could say to me or about me unless I know it's true. That's a different story. If I know what you're saying is true, then it should bother me. But there's nothing you're going to say to me that's going to make me feel bad if I don't believe it. Now, an Alabama Christian school is seeking forgiveness after students used a pregame banner at a recent football game that played off Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's Make America Great Again. The banner, which read, Make America Great Again, Trump the Tigers, was designed and erected by students for the last Friday's game at Fairfield High School, which is a predominantly black school. Numerous students hoisted the massive banner and lined up a tunnel near the end zone, where the Bryanwood Christians varsity squad ripped through the paper display as they headed onto the field. Well, hey, they should be happy they ripped the thing apart. Of course, numerous folks at the game snapped pictures, posted images of the banner to Facebook, and it took off from there. Allegations of racism. See, this is... What if you just get that red-hot poker, just stick it in my head, right? So we don't fight anything with common sense anymore. We can't fight anything by explaining our story. No. What we have to do goes right to racism, right? Because Trump is a racist. There's absolutely no proof of it, but he's got to be a racist. Why? Because there's no proof of it. I can't come up with any other fact. There's no proof. Absolutely none. And again, like I say, you check his record, who he hires, who he's got working for him. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the narrative they're putting out there. Don't let them do it. So, you know, they snap their pictures, they send them out. And again, they took off with allegations of race. Everyone has their own opinion. Now, this is, I got to tell you something. My producer / wife would admit, I am probably the worst speller and the worst grammar person there is. Here's a professionally written piece. If I catch the problems in a piece, it's bad, right? It says, everyone has their own opinion. T-H-E-R-E. Can I get paid to do these? Because I could do a little better than this, I'm sure.
No, you can't.
I can't. I'd have I-E-R or E-I-R. I never know which way it goes, but... Okay. Anyway, everyone has their own opinion, but for the whole school to represent this garbage, right, this should not be going down in this area. This is what Brianna Love posted to her Facebook, along with a picture of the banner. They have lost their minds, Alicia Davis posted. They're all doomed. Well, were they doomed for writing Trump or Make America Great Again? I'm kind of confused. I don't know quite what she's talking about here. Another comment said, you feel me? I was scared for my life when the game was over. I flew out of there. Ain't no lynching my way. These people, there's something wrong between the ears. I'm telling you, they need some real serious psychiatric care, and it has nothing to do with the sign. Seriously. It's ridiculous, Nicole Cabrera told the WBRC. To me, it's an insult because I don't like Trump. And Trump doesn't like my people either. Well, again, no proof of that. So you don't like Trump. I don't like Hillary. And Hillary doesn't like my people. Hillary's not fond of Christians. We want to hold her feet to a real God's rules, not her. I know she considers herself a God at times. Yeah, maybe most of the time. Now, photos of the banner have been shared on social media. You can find it yourself all over the place. With at least one fan saying that the reference to Trump, whose rhetoric has led to violence at his rallies. Now, what I think about funny is this. See, they ignore the fact that many people have now admitted they were paid to go to those rallies. Now, they weren't paid to cause trouble, but in all fairness, they were paid to go to the rallies. They were paid to go to the Trump rallies and picket there or protest or whatever. Doesn't sound like a grassroots effort to me. What do you think? I don't think she can find enough grassroots people. She can't find them now when she goes to her rallies. I think that's what really torques her. Now, Briarwood school officials would not answer any questions from the media about the banner. But they did prepare a statement of apology. Now, here's where I say to you, conservative Christians, pull your kids out of the school. That school has no business issuing an apology. Do you really think? So here's the deal. If those kids did that sign for real because they're racist, because they had racist intentions, then those children should be punished. But if those kids had no intention of racism, and the basis of fact that the parents are using doesn't exist, then they should be left alone. Briarwood Christian School desires to publicly apologize for any understandable offense. I don't know what understandable means in this case. Caused by the sign used during a recent football game, Briarwood Superintendent Barrett Mobster wrote, "The message of the sign did not represent the school's deep commitment to biblical principles and values." I'm looking for the scripture. Can you find a scripture that backs this? You can't. No, there isn't one. That's why. See, biblical principle isn't what I think it is. It's actually what's in the book. You got to go to the book, and you got to pull out an actual scripture or scriptures or a teaching of Christ that would fit with this. "The message of the sign did not represent the school's deep commitment to biblical principles and values, nor did it reflect our commitment to honoring and respecting our guests. Our existing policies were not followed effectively, and appropriate measures will be taken to correct this. Above all, we desire to seek forgiveness of any who were offended." Well, I'm offended. How's that? No, I'm not going to forgive you because you haven't reached out to me. I'm offended that you would even ask for forgiveness for something that wasn't wrong. That's what I'm offended at. I'm offended that you say something is against the Bible, the book that I try to follow, but yet you can't pull up a scripture. You can't prove it. So therefore, it's no longer God's word. It's no longer biblical. Now it's man's word. And you saw what happened to Eve when that happened, when she went by man's word, right? Okay. Fairfield City School Superintendent Walter Goslin said that he learned about the sign Monday when some parents complained. No one has given or filed an official complaint, but I heard from some of the parents who felt it was disrespectful, and they were wondering the intent of the sign, he said. Briarwood officials told the local news source that they planned to make a formal apology to if I say that really slow, I'll never get anything out of my mouth. Fair. It's the Bunsen in me. Fairfield. See that? That won't work. High school. But many folks who commented about the situation online think that would be a mistake. The whole thing is a mistake. Explain to me why they're apologizing. I still don't get this. Can somebody help me out in the chat room? Send me an email. joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Trump should be there for the next home game and run through the sign with a football team, somebody writes. I think that would be great, don't you? With his hair waving in the wind. I think that would even be better. What do you think? Girly fan posted a picture of Briarwood and the Fairfield cheerleaders posing in a picture together after the game, and all were smiling. I think you know what they should do next time? Put Trump masks on and come through the sign with Trump masks. No, you're not liking any of this, are you? I don't know. This is where I think we've just gone out of our minds. Enough. Enough with this stuff. Just stop. You're making me crazy. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation. Next hour, Michael Hauser will join me and our libertarian buddy, who loves to come on. And he doesn't like that I say he tries to sway me. Maybe he doesn't try to sway me, but he tries to get me to see his point of view. And I don't know. With the libertarian thing? I don't know if I can do that. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.